bailar. Aviente las manos y se enseñarán. Muevan las caderas con rítmico paz. Miren cómo lo hago y lo aprenderán. Moviendo las manos y también los pies. Bailen como quiera, pero bailen short. Muévanse todos al bailar. Avienten las manos con rítmico paz. Túa, túa, al bailar. Ya que los rebeldes vamos a tocar.
Su cachimbo de oro fume usted, que yo fumé.
Acuyuyé, 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 acuyuyé.
Una vieja que bailando dio más de 40 vueltas. El tiro rompió la puerta y todavía la andan buscando.
Acuyuyé, 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 acuyuyé. Acuyuyé, 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 acuyuyé.
Olvidarte, mi amor. Ay, que solo, solo estoy. Nunca más podré olvidarte, mi amor, porque lejos estás de mí.
¡Jessica! ¡Vuelve! ¡Jessica! ¡Vuelve! Porque me muero sin tu amor.
La noche no puedo dormir. Por la noche no puedo dormir, pensando siempre, siempre en tu amor.
¡Ah!
sé, yo no sé qué será de mí. Pensando siempre, siempre en tu amor. ¡Au! ¡Baby! ¡Vuelve! ¡Vuelve, baby! ¡No me dejes!
Not to be, chama, a chama, a opa.
La marina durará. astronauta na lua que eu ia amar.
Prisioneiro é da neurose do ruído e desse vento poluído, desse cimento, ferro e aço que me sufoca em seu abraço. Sou prisioneiro é das notícias no jornal e até do comercial que me diz pra ser feliz e qual vai ser o meu papel social. Sou prisioneiro.
Oh! tudo aí. Ogunhê é samba da pesada. Segura esse samba, não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
vai, segura esse samba, não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí. Veja que samba maneiro,
ogunhê,
ouça nossa batucada,
ogunhê.
Ora, veja que samba maneiro,
ogunhê,
ouça nossa batucada. E de surpresa sapateia crioulo, bamboleia as cadeiras mulata. Diz no pé, sapateia crioulo, bamboleia as cadeiras mulata. Segura esse samba, não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
vai, segura esse samba, não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí. Veja que samba maneiro,
ogunhê,
ouça nossa batucada,
ogunhê.
Ora, veja que samba maneiro,
ogunhê,
ouça nossa batucada. E diz no pé, ha, diz, vai, não, ha, deixa cair. Ih-ha, segura esse samba, deixa cair. Não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
vai, segura esse samba, não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí. Veja que samba maneiro, ouça nossa batucada. Ora, veja que samba maneiro, ouça nossa batucada. E diz no pé, sapateia crioulo, bamboleia as cadeiras mulata. E diz no pé, sapateia crioulo, bamboleia as cadeiras mulata. Segura esse samba, não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
vai, segura esse samba, não deixa cair.
Ogunhê, ogunhê,
o samba é duro, eu tô aí. O samba é duro, eu tô aí.
Ogunhê,
todo mundo!
Ogunhê! Ogunhê!
Ah!
Ogunhê!
Todo mundo!
Ogunhê!
Pa 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 pa.
¿Recuerdas cuando me dejaste y yo me arrodillé ante ti diciéndote que podía hacerme mal? Bien, sin embargo tú te fuiste y los días no pasaban más y así yo ya he perdido la razón. Entonces, ellos me quieren llevar, ellos me quieren llevar a un bonito lugar divertido y gris donde estos muchachos vestidos de blanco estarán día y noche y seremos felices y daremos saltitos y por eso me quieren llevar. Yo te dije que te amaba, te amaba, te amaba y que nunca te podría olvidar, ¿no? Tú pensaste que era un chiste y reíste, reíste, reíste y ahora ellos no me pueden dominar. Entonces, ellos me quieren llevar, ellos me quieren llevar a un hogar feliz con árboles, nubes y patos y muchas muchachas de eterna sonrisa, dragoncitos y zapatos, pero sin corbata y por eso ellos me quieren llevar. Cociné la comida y limpié la casa, me pegué los botones y zurcí las medias y de esta manera me pagas tan ardiente amor. Ya te van a encontrar, ya te van a encontrar y te van a llevar a pasear como a mí a otro alegre lugar especial, especial, especial. Entonces, ellos me quieren llevar, ellos me quieren llevar a un hogar feliz con árboles, nubes y patos y muchas muchachas de eterna sonrisa, dragoncitos y zapatos, pero sin corbata y por eso ellos me quieren llevar. Cociné la comida y limpié la casa, me pegué los botones y zurcí las medias y de esta manera me pagas tan ardiente amor. Ya te van a encontrar, ya te van a encontrar y te van a llevar a pasear como a mí a otro alegre lugar especial, especial, especial. Entonces,
ellos te van a llevar. Ellos te van a llevar. A un bonito lugar divertido y gris donde otras muchachas vestidas de blanco estarán día y noche y seréis felices y daréis saltitos y por eso te van a llevar. A un hogar feliz con brújulas, niples y gatos y muchas almendras con hipos de suaves bisagras y kilos de cosas y por eso te van a llevar. Con Mr. Trombón y Napoleón Pupi, con Napoleón Pupi, Tramondo Trombón, Mr. Pupi y Napoleón Trombón.
Seus cabelos na televisão, seu olhar em videotape semanal, num cantinho um violão, seu amor se faz numa canção comercial.
Vejo as vidraças partidas, vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional.
Você pensar que vai fazer de mim, por que não? Seu sorriso agora está no ar, vai ficar comigo até o fim na canção.
Vejo as vidraças partidas, vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional. Vou girando a esfera na sala de espera atrás do sensacional.
Bellen.
Ja, want het is 12 uur op woensdag. En dat betekent natuurlijk dat het
wat
serieus je met je twee met activiteit, activisme, kunst.
En overstuurde chaos.
En overstuurde chaos, als het even lukt. Helaas bijna geen echo vandaag.
Nee, ja, de echo is
nog misschien kunnen
verloren gegaan in de vaart der volkeren.
Ja, maar ik heb begrepen dat het ook mogelijk is om de echo terug te halen.
Ja, echo.
Echo. maar even serieus, dus want dit is immers pattafoe, serieus.
Oh ja.
Dat is een beetje het Er is van alles gebeurd in de wereld en soms willen we het daarover hebben met mensen. Zo zou een mens gaan komen praten of in... aan jij luisteraar vertellen over Hongarije en verkiezingen die niet zijn gewonnen door Orbán, maar door iemand anders.
Ja, dat is uitstekend nieuws dat het niet door Orbán gewonnen is.
Ja, maar, dat is precies.
Maar volgens mij moeten we het nog zien met deze meneer, want die is nog niet zo lang geleden afgescheiden van diezelfde partij.
Nee, het is ideologisch schijnt het ook helemaal niks voor te stellen. Maar in ieder geval, wij hopen altijd dat de slinger terug slingert weg van MAGA naar ANARGA.
Ja,
Of zoiets.
Ja, 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 ja. Ik zag gisteravond een ja, dol enthousiast.
Hallo Annie.
Oh. Ja, hey, hallo, hallo. Ja, ja, we immediately stop. Hallo, welke taal, which language do we speak?
English.
English. Hey, we're already in the broadcast. So,
okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello. And how are you?
I'm fine as well, thank you.
And your name is Annie?
Yes, my name is Annie.
And you are the Hungarian Connection?
Yeah, I am the Hungarian Connection.
And of course we have you in this broadcast because of the elections.
Yes.
Tell me, how does it feel to that Orban is removed after 16 years?
It's like a huge piece of weight being lifted off somebody's shoulders.
And your shoulders, too.
Not just my shoulders, everybody's shoulders. Like, there was a massive amount of tension going on in the entire country. And lately, there has been a lot of freedoms curbed, and that didn't help a great deal on people in general. So we didn't really like that too much.
No. But then, when I hear Orban didn't win the election, he changed the country pretty much, putting his people in crucial places. What do people expect to happen now with all these people who are still in place, and how can you change it?
One of the things that Peter Moyer said as soon as he was elected in his welcoming speech on the street 2 days ago was that it's very nice that he's got 2/3 majority plus 1 seats in parliament, which means that he can change the constitution whenever he wants to. And in order to change the constitution, you need 2/3 majority plus 1 seat. And because of that, if these people will not resign by themselves, and he was mentioning the head of the courts, he was mentioning the head of the media committee, he was mentioning the highest prosecutor, and the head of the state competition agency, mm-hmm. altogether 9 people. And yes, plus he asked Tomas Trioc, the president of the country, to please also resign, not really just to resign, but to like endorse his taking office within a week, as opposed to how the law calls for it, which is a month. And then Tomás Trioc yesterday said that he is not going to either resign, or he is not going to have Peter Moyer put into office within a week, because that's just not what the law calls for. And then Peter Moyer in return said, fine, then he will wait out the 30 days, and as soon as he gets into parliament, then he will change the course of the law, meaning the constitution.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, and are there also people who switched sides, who were Orban appointees, and say, well, I'll follow the new leader?
Well, so far, not yet. But we know one thing for sure, that the head of the bank, Mihai Varga, is going to stay in place, because Peter Moyer said that he wants financial and monetary stability for the country. And if the head of the national bank is like being changed all over the place very often, then that doesn't show a stable currency. And he wants to have a stable currency because he also wants to join the Eurozone. And without the stable currency, you can't really have the possibility of joining the Eurozone.
I see. And you are living in Hungary. What do you think is for you the first priority? What would you want changed first for yourself, or for things that are maybe prohibited now, or I don't know?
Well, it's such a hard question, because there are so many things that used to be working so well, and now they're just not working too well. perhaps the best, the easiest thing would be to change is the healthcare system, because a lot of the hospitals are not receiving enough funds. And therefore, like, for example, if you go to a Hungarian hospital, then you just don't find toilet paper in the hospital, and you do not see any. There are no toilet papers in hospitals. That's like a given thing. And also, there are no soaps in the bathrooms either. And they're like in such a horrendous state. That's what I would change first. And for example, during the summer, they couldn't really operate at a lot of places because there was no air conditioning in the operating rooms, and the doctors were like sweating in 42 degrees for like over a month. And in the winter, there was no heating in some of the rooms, like even in children's hospitals. So that really needs to be changed.
And do you expect it will be changed quickly?
Well, it has to change, you know. And I was just opening up my Facebook and my Instagram earlier today, and I was watching that the people who were elected, some of the MPs, they're going to, like, they said what kind of things they will implement as soon as possible. For example, they're going to change the amount expectant mothers are going to receive, and also they have given them a possibility to receive like 50,000 forints, which is not a lot, like 120 euros worth of like baby package by the birth of every single child. And fathers are finally going to be able to go on a birth holiday or birth holiday of like a few months together with their children. Mm-hmm. And I think this is taking steps to get closer to what you guys in Holland are living, which is called a welfare society.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
So high expectations?
Yes, pretty much so. Yes. And a lot of freedoms need to be given back to the people. Like, America is overregulated. Hungary was not really overregulated, but more and more of the freedoms were like taken away from us. And that was like not a very good idea, you know, when you go into a system which is day by day curbing your freedoms. That's pretty bad.
Definitely. Yeah. But and how about this Druzhba pipeline?
You know,
it's running. It's not running.
What's this? What's
Will
this
it open up again?
Which one? Because there are several ones. There was this one, which is the Turkish line, which is coming through Serbia and Bulgaria.
Uh-huh.
And before that, it's coming from Russia. And that's the gas line. And that's the one that had like a bomb scare next to it, just outside of the Hungarian borders last week. Mm-hmm. And we really thought that it was just one of Orban's new tricks, how to gain sympathy points for himself. There's the other pipeline, which is feeding Slovakia and Hungary with oil, and that's the Druzhba friendship pipeline. And that's been blocked by the Ukrainians, and right now, it's not working properly. But I think Zelensky had a talk with Peter Mayer earlier, and with von Leyden, Ursula, and they have agreed that if Hungary is not going to block the 90 billion euros loans for Ukraine to defend itself, then Ukraine will restart the operation of the Druzhba pipeline, and that would be very good because it would be providing heating and gas for the countries. And at the moment, it's not limited how much gas you can buy in the country like it is in so many other countries, but Hungary has just dipped into its last reserves. So, yeah, within a month, if something doesn't happen, we will need to change, or we will have to get some other ideas of gas or whatever from wherever.
Yeah, it's
a complex question, because it's not just gas, it's not just oil, but LNG as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that comes from the United States and Norway and these things. And we haven't really got into that yet, because it would be way too expensive for Hungary to buy. And, of course, Hungarians are the poorest country right now in Europe. Although the European Union has listed Hungary as its number second beneficiary for the past 15 years, 16 years or something like that. Yeah. And we have received three times the amount that was distributed through the Marshall Plan after the Second World War to Austria. Mm-hmm. And Austria is like a stable country, you know, it's a welfare society. Hungary is not. And because a lot of the funds didn't make it to the people, but Orban tried to nationalize these funds and nationalize the companies. Because before Orban, Hungary was like a market for the European Union and for European Union countries. And he wanted to stop that. He wanted to buy back some of the factories, some of the plants, and he wanted to create jobs for Hungarians and didn't want Hungary to be used as the European Union's layaway market. And in some ways that has happened as well, except he, instead of putting back, reprivatizing some of the factories and some of the assets of the country, he has bought it back for himself and for his own family. Yeah. Which is pretty bad. And his claim was that this way, at least, it will remain in Hungarian hands and will not be sold out to foreigners. Which is one claim, but then again, it's his hands and his son's hands and his daughter's hands. So that's not something very nice.
I see.
Is there a chance or a risk that Orban and Fidesz will return, like Trump has returned?
Well, we don't know. Most likely, yes, because one day after the elections, Orban has emerged and he has put a video on his Facebook page saying, from next week, now we take a rest, and from next week, I will go personally to all the little areas and cities and countryside places in the country to talk to everybody, to regroup and to see how we can make our lives better. So it sounds like he wants to return. Yes.
Okay. Too bad.
Yes.
Well, he was like a very good politician a long time ago. He emerged to power saying Russians go home, and that was in 1987 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Russians did go home. And he was a very charismatic person, but he just kind of like swamped himself with money, and power corrupted him in many ways. And he had some very good ideas, and he was a fantastic, charismatic, bold statesman in the past. But, conquering the country a few times has meant that the people gave him power, as much power as possible. And then he started to play on the international political field, which he thought made him important. But in reality, now it seems like Putin is happy with whomever is in power in Hungary, as long as he can do business with us.
Aha. Aha.
Yeah. I asked my questions, but what can you advise us? What do we have to look for? What do we have to see in Hungary to see how it's going? What's important to watch as an outsider?
Well, you know, when you arrive to the country, the first thing that you notice is that you don't really have the clean streets that you would have in Austria or in Switzerland or wherever. Okay, it's not that dirty either, but still, that's the first thing people notice, that why is there so much dirt in this country, on the streets, everywhere. When you walk into a hospital, it smells like urine. And it wouldn't be a big issue to like have more money spent on cleaning materials and more cleaning people. So I think that's the first thing I would watch for, you know, the cleanliness.
Okay, and
What about the media? Because we hear that the media is completely controlled by Orban and his friends, the public media as well as the private media. This is going to be a very complicated thing to resolve, I guess.
That's what one would think, but in reality, Peter Mayer said that the state media is right now producing news pretty much, and he didn't want to close the news station. State media altogether. He just said that they will stop them from giving out news and broadcasting news, because that's like something that the media is not doing too well. And actually this morning he was invited to the news program of the media from 7:30 till 8 o'clock to be televised and to, for the first time, to be able to talk to Hungarian, because until now he was only once in the state media for like 5 minutes, and he was not allowed, or no opposition politician was allowed to even enter the building. So now, for the first time, he was invited, since he's not an opposition anymore, but became like the prime minister. And I really wonder how it's going to be, like how he is going to change the news program, because I know that the news programs were receiving their orders from Orban's ministerial office. And there was this one person entrusted to like run every single news station and then tell them what's going to be on your news and what's the angle of your news stories and how to do them, which is insane, but that's what's happened. And now Orban is still in, you know, in power for the next 30 days officially. Unofficially, he's probably going on a holiday or a mental institution soon enough. But no, he said that he will go and start going around the country and talk to people. So we'll see how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Hey. Hello. Yeah. What is the name of the woman who just spoke?
Annie.
Oh, congratulations with the exit of Orban in your country.
Thank you very much. It gives us all hope. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. Yes, it gives us all hope indeed. If we were able to get rid of Mr. Orban, then I'm sure Mr. Trump will follow up pretty soon.
Yeah. And you know, I am from Greece, darling, and we in Greece have a worse press freedom situation than Hungary. This has been officially proved by all kinds of international press organizations. So if you guys can do it, then we have a little hope here in Greece, you know?
Yeah. Very much so. I'm sure you can do it too. And, you know, Greece is a fantastic country, and you do deserve to have a peaceful life, and you do deserve to have like a welfare society where you know that your taxes are actually serving you and are not being stolen. And yes, you do deserve very good old age pensions and a beautiful holiday home as well, because Greece is a gorgeous country. So go on.
Well, if you ever come and visit me.
I will, definitely.
Okay. And you know, also in Greece, Hungary is also known for its horrible treatment of refugees under Orban. And it's even worse in Greece. So also debt for the refugees is very hopeful what happened in your country.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, we don't have refugees in the country because Orban has decided to throw them out. So the treatment of them in the country is non-existent.
No, at the borders, I mean, at the borders, of course.
But if they would come, I'm sure, they would, like, Hungary, where would you go if you had the chance to live? I mean, would you go to a poor country which is dirty and where the hospitals smell like urine? Or would you go to Switzerland where you can eat from the street because it's so incredibly clean? Of course you would go to Switzerland. But I wouldn't go to Switzerland because I would be called in Switzerland. I would be going to Greece, for example. Or Spain.
No, forget Greece as a refugee. Not a good idea.
I'm sorry about that, but maybe that will change too, because to start with, I didn't agree with the fact that first we shot the refugees' homes to pieces in the name of democracy, and then when they didn't really have places to go to, we told them to go back, and we were still shooting out, for example, in the Middle East, and so on, and it was not really nice to us, but I suppose it's modern way imperialism or something like that. Anyway, we'll see how it's gonna go in the future. Let's just not shoot any countries.
Yes. Definitely not.
Yes. Very good. Okay, Oni, that was very nice. You can stay on. We have Krul and Ingeborg, who both want to say something. I don't know if they want to do it in order or that you, Annie, want to add stuff to what you told us already, because it's absolutely interesting and we want to know. So first I ask you, Annie, do you want to add anything now about Hungary, or shall we go on with Krul or with Ingeborg?
No, I'm fine, thank you. I'm totally fine.
Good, but I'm afraid we switch to Dutch, maybe, perhaps.
Okay.
Well, I can speak in English if you want, so I can hear it.
Krul, heb je haast of mag Ingeborg eerst?
Because we are so close.
We're so close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Shall I go? Because I also have to leave.
Good. Yes, please. Ingeborg.
Okay. Well, a perfect bridge from what Anne has to say. Anne, I can tell you that the garbage in Athens and on the beautiful island where I am now, Hydra, which has become an island for the rich and the mighty and the friends of people like Orban or mafioso of Kazakhstan and Russian oligarchs and the friends of the Greek prime minister. It used to be the Leonard Cohen Island, but now it is in the hands of Orban people, if you want. So I'm not at my place here anymore. But I can tell you, I could send you pictures. There is garbage everywhere.
It's terrible in
Athens, on the islands. Why? Because Greece has mass tourism. And because of the very extreme neoliberal capitalist Trump capitalism, if you want, there are no more social services. After also the EU took all the money from Greece that the Greeks still had during the Greek crisis. Mm-hmm. So everywhere I cannot smell, but people tell me that it smells everywhere horrible. Even in a beautiful holiday country like Greece. So the Orban Mitsotakis Trump policy leads to the same things in Hungary, whether it's garbage or press freedom, which is interesting to think about. And also the hospitals in Greece are in a terrible state. I mean, the ceilings fall down in the operation tables while an operation on patients is taking place. And what I want to talk about now is that the BBC came out with a so-called discovery. We journalists here in Greece already know about this since 5 years. But, you know, when the BBC says it, then the whole world learns about it. And you have certainly heard about the criminal, barbarian, violent pushbacks.